Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. I just got to ask you this morning, do you really believe that? Many a times we're listening to this every single morning, and it is pretty much an affirmation. It is confirmation that God designed you to win. I don't want you to forget that. Now, listen, you could go ahead and share this call. People can dial in just like you did to 602-753-1848, or they can listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We are here helping you understand something that is so big, and that is your success is in the extra mile. You're looking for it? That's where it is. When you get on the same page, get in the same lane with the principles we're talking about, the extra mile, success is there. Success is not found in stagnation. And so on today, we're going to be talking about facing your fears so you can move forward. Facing your fear so you can move forward. And we're going to come out of 2 Timothy chapter 1 and 7, very familiar for those who know about fear, but I want to know, are you using this? Are you using this word of God to be sharper than a two-edged sword in your life and in your business? Fear is not your friend. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 makes it extremely clear on why fear is not your friend. But faith is. Let's go to the Lord so we can uplift ourselves, go to the next level in faith, so we can face our fears, so we can move forward. Father God, we come before you. This is the day you've made, and we're so glad. Rejoice, you're here. We're here. We're here. We're here in the land of the living once again. Dear Lord, as we lift you up on high. Why? Because no one is stronger, bigger, wiser, more powerful than you. You are the great I am. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. There's no one that can say they are the creator of the universe, creator of us. And for that, we give you the highest praise of hallelujah. We're grateful, oh Father God, and we're honored to be able to call ourselves your sons and your daughters. As we're going forward, oh Father God, to face our fears, we'll replace the fears with the faith that we know activate your hand in our life. With you being the one who give us the ability, the power to gain wealth, according to Deuteronomy 8 and 18, we will now acknowledge your way of doing things. We're thankful, oh Father God, that we are being of good courage to go out and do great exploits in your name. We're thankful, Father God, that we know that we may be in this world, but we're out of this world as we're renewing our mind each and every day. We're thankful, Father God, for your Holy Spirit that will bring all of word into our remembrance, that will help us, guide us, direct us, correct us, comfort us along this journey of going the trial. We know that everyone can go on this road with, but we know that you are there every step of the way. We're grateful and we honor you. We got to steal the prayer with the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ, Amen. So, as we're talking today about facing your fears so you can move forward, we started coming down the journey, and of course, on tomorrow, we're going to wrap it all up on Financial Freedom Friday, and that's where, you know, all the people, we're, the celebration, can you believe it? We would already have gone into 5 episodes. You see how time just moves? It doesn't wait for anybody. It doesn't matter if you're cute. Don't matter if you think you are, that time just keep ticking. And so we're going to give away for those 5 people as you are filling in these scriptures and you're sending in to successwithnicole@gmail.com. You're sending us and letting us know what is the word of God saying to you. We're talking about, you don't have to write a dissertation. There's no right or wrong answer when it comes from the heart. When it comes from the heart, that's a universal language, the language of the heart. And so as you send that in, people are going to be winning each and every day. We'll be calling out the 5 winners on tomorrow. Well, actually on Monday, because we have to get the 5th winner for Friday. So let's talk about 2 Timothy 1 and 7, and it's talking about fear. So it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You ain't got no sound mind unless you're renewing that mind daily, because the world will drive you cray-cray if you keep your focus on the world. If you keep your focus on the world or worldly people, worldly things, then guess what? What comes along with that is fear. What comes along with that is you thinking that even if you did go the extra mile, that you're not going to get your reward. You're thinking that instead of me trying to go out and do the extra mile, doing more than's required, doing more than anyone else is willing to do, I'm going to do exactly what I've seen people do, hoping that I get their results versus the results that God has already assigned to me. You guys hear me? As a woman who God has shown me, God has helped me to do things that have never been done before. And I am telling you, it's because every fear that tried to rise up, I pushed through and remembered 2 Timothy 1 and 7. I'm going to believe what God says, because he's not a man that he should lie. You know that men and women, they lie. Until you get delivered from it and you realize that even lying is a form of fear. If freedom is in the truth, why would you enslave yourself in lies? Lies that we tell ourselves, that even if we do what we're told to do, even if we try the system, I'm not going to win. That's a lie. One of the things that allows fear to kick in as we begin to focus more on what we're going to lose versus the focus being on what is it to gain. When you start thinking about gaining, it does require vision. It does require you going outside of your current circumstance. It does require you going outside of and being able to imagine things that you've never experienced before. That's going the extra mile, even on a mindset standpoint. Going the extra mile is seeing yourself further than you are now. That requires faith. That requires now for you to walk that mile. That requires the vision that's drawing you to keep moving forward. All I'm telling you is that today, then you can start winning if you choose to go the extra mile. I have an affirmation for you, and I want you to write this down. You're too lazy to write it down. You're too slothful to put something in your mind, in your heart, that can combat fear and allow you to keep moving no matter what. No matter the tactics that the enemy uses, do you understand that you are the one that gives the enemy the ammunition? Why? How do you know this to be true? Because the same thing that might bring fear to you may not bring fear to someone else. You give the enemy the ammunition. And so when the enemy say boo, you tell him boo, back has been written, boo, I'm already winning. You have lost. Sore loser. Sore loser. They go kicking and screaming. But if you are a child of God, you know you've won. Here's the affirmation. Today, I choose to go the extra mile. I will do what no one else is willing to do. I will overcome every obstacle to my success. I will face my fears with courage, and I will strive for progress, not perfection, because my future is bigger and brighter than my past. Are you ready for this? I'm going to say it one more time, and we're going to post it out there in social media. I want you to share it, hashtag all about your day. Today, I choose to go the extra mile. I will do what no one else is willing to do. I will overcome every obstacle to my success. I will face my fears with courage. I will strive for progress, not perfection, because my future is bigger and brighter than my past. Because the past is what's holding you in shackles. What you've already experienced is holding you in the same place that you are, the same place that you've been. You cannot move forward unless you're willing to face your fear. Let's have some conversation, family. Because you're going to get comfortable until you move through the uncomfortable. Just know that that is where strength and perseverance is built, through moving past obstacles, doing things that you've never done before. And that includes facing your fears. It's a good habit. It's a good habit. It's a good habit to face and move through your fears. Good morning, good morning, good morning. 478, last 42157. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dr. Nicola. Mark Bell, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Mark. Good morning. How are you? What's up, King?
I am doing great. You know, every time. Anyway, listen. This scripture right here, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For the majority of my life, I have moved throughout my life, and I've noticed that when I started this journey into network marketing, I began to have fear. So everything that I've gone through these past few weeks up to this point has been fear. And today, God told you to reveal to us the scripture again, but I'm sure we've read it time and time again. But for me today, and with some of the things that I read last night, I got to get back to where I used to be. No fear. You should fear no man but God. You should fear nothing with God, plain and simple. So that's where I'm getting back to today. Thank you, Dr. Scholar.
You're so welcome, Mark. We have to begin to see, you know, what comes in our ear gates, our eye gates, you know, what we allow in our mind will now begin to create a perspective of either I can or I can't. And so when you are going through your day, there's a little exercise that I want you to do. We always talk about people, places, and things. And so anything that tries to incite fear in you, we already know that that's not of God. It's not from God, right? That's fear. And so you have to say, am I willingly connecting to, participating in the thing that's trying to say you can or you can't? You will be surprised of how many things will be cut from your daily habits that you have. There are many people who they're willingly going in atmospheres that do not promote growth. See, when you begin to know the difference, it's easy for you to say, that got to go because I am going the extra mile. Can you say it, family? What got to go? You know some things in your life that got to go because it's holding you back from going the extra mile, or it's threatening you not wanting to go the extra mile, or it's trying to share with you can't go the extra mile. Take that spiritual trash can, and eventually it's going to be real trash can. You know what I'm saying, family. We're going to close out. Guess what? I got work to do. I'm looking. We got a short thing. I'm going to be in Chicago coming up here this weekend. Hopefully, if you're in the Chicago area or you're in the Midwest area, you make your way up. We know it's a lot of different cities that can make it all the way up into Chicago. The registrations is going through the roof. Make sure you and your people are in that house if this applies to you, because it is going to be electrifying. We got to let ourselves know, confirm to ourselves, today I choose to go the extra mile. I will do what no one else is willing to do. I will overcome every obstacle to my success. I will face my fears with courage. I will strive for progress, not perfection, because my future is bigger and brighter than my past. So you strive for perfection, you move into procrastination. We're going to kill all that and then some as we go the extra mile. Let's go help some folks, family. Let's go help. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. That's what it's for. That's what it's for. To go help some folks. God bless you. Have an amazing day. Make it productive. IPA, baby.